Lawmakers and the governor have to find enough spending cuts, tax increases, or some combination of both to fill a budget hole that's almost $1.7 billion more than previously thought. While there's no indication that they're looking at raising the beer tax to fix part of the problem, those who make beer and those who sell it say they're only cautiously optimistic. Rob Swearingen is the president of the Wisconsin Tavern League.
If there's going to be a message passed on to legislators, it's the fact that don't look at beer. Beer is not going to solve this.
Swearingen says the cost of any beer tax increase will get passed on to his members, and they'll have to pass it on to their customers. Carl Nolan runs the Middleton-based Capital Brewery and is head of the state's Craft Brewers Guild. He says his employees could be the ones who feel the hit.
I mean, these are real people, and this is a real hard time right now, and I think it would be just devastating if we did this.
While no legislative leaders have signed on to plans to raise the beer tax, a proposal by Madison Democrat Therese Brousseau would raise the current tax on a barrel of beer from $2 to $10, which she says would amount to 18 cents on every six-pack. Wisconsin's beer tax is currently among the lowest in the nation, and Brousseau argues that the revenue generated by increasing it would help pay for alcohol treatment programs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.